Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
First, Drive Time reporter John Cook has been following the President throughout the day again today, and he joins us now on the line. And John, you started today at the Oris. Can you fill us in what's happened?
Yes, Sarah. Well, fashionably late, as seems to be his thing, President Joe Biden's massive motorcade arrived at the Phoenix Park an hour behind schedule at around 12 o'clock today, cheered on by some onlookers on Cunningham Road, though there were a small number of protesters too, with signs and flags saying Biden not welcome and no to NATO. On arrival at Oras an Uachtaráin, President Biden was welcomed by President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina, along with a significant US representation, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. The Irish delegation included the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin, as well as the Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue, who you mentioned you'll be speaking to about it later on in the programme. There were anthems played, there was lots of pomp and ceremony, the Defence Forces lining out to welcome him and provide guards of honour, and President Biden was taken to the State Reception Room to sign the visitor's book. Afterwards, he told media representatives what he had taken a considerable amount of time to write.
What I wrote in the book was, as the Irish saying goes, your feet will bring you where your heart is. And then I say, it's an honor to return, and I talk about returning again to the home of my ancestors, to celebrate the things that bind Ireland and the United States, and recommit ourselves to peace, equity, and I think the most Irish of words used in my family was dignity.
So that was President Biden then signing the book at Oras an Uachtaráin today. John, what happened next?
Well, the president later went on to hold a one-to-one private meeting in the president's study with President Michael D. Higgins. We were told later on after this private meeting, Sarah, that both presidents discussed the need for continued work to build on and strengthen the peace process in Northern Ireland, as well as the contribution of the Irish in America to American society and the challenges which members of the Irish diaspora continue to face in America. In a statement from the Oras, we were told President Higgins spoke about his long-term support for trade unions, the need for green transition, and his strong support for same-sex marriage and LGBTQ plus rights. And this was really evident in some of the groups from civil society that were invited to be part of the events at the Oras today. There were the National Women's Council belonged to representing the LGBTQ plus community, also the Union of Students in Ireland and trade union representatives as well, as many others. Paul McGrath as well, the legendary Irish soccer great there too on the guest list. Well, after that meeting, Sarah, both presidents, accompanied by Sabina Higgins, walked through the grounds of the Oras to ring the peace bell in the garden after he first planted a tree. Now, Mishnuk, the Burmese mountain dog, was called on to play, but he didn't seem keen and didn't actually want to come when President Higgins went to call him out. Rumours circulated around the park, Sarah, that Brode, the other Burmese mountain dog, is under the weather today. Well, laying the topsoil on an Irish oak tree, President Biden joked about his great-grandchildren and whether one day they could return to climb this fully grown oak, which will bloom close to trees planted before by Barack Obama and JFK, among others. Ringing the peace bell, which commemorates the Good Friday Agreement, three times, Joe Biden said it tolled once for Ireland, twice for his Irish ancestors, and the third ring was dedicated to peace. He then spoke briefly to reporters who chanced a few questions. I was there myself, but some of the questions repetitive of yesterday, others coming about more pressing issues at home for the president. First up was, what's it like to be home? His answer was that it feels great to be home. I know it sounds silly, President Biden said, because there are so many Irish Americans who talk about coming home but have never been back home. So many stories they hear from their grandparents and great-grandparents, he said. And the first time, he said, he came to Ireland, he went to the River Boyne because his grandfather Finnegan said that his grandfather Owen Finnegan used to say that the Boyne was like Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's just like the Boyne Valley, he said. And President Biden said he often wondered how that could be, but there is a river running through it called the Lackawarra River. You could see how it might have looked like that 100 years ago, he said. Now, to those pressing issues from reporters travelling from Washington and the UK and across the world, President Biden has been perhaps avoiding questions about more pressing matters at home. He was asked if he could give an update on that leak investigation, referring to the reported leak of a massive trove of classified military documents, some from the Pentagon, revealing profound concerns, it's been reported, on the trajectory of the war in Ukraine and Kyiv's ability to continue to sustain a successful offensive against Russian forces. Well, the president said he couldn't right now. Some said he seemed to play down, though, those leaks and this controversy that's unfolding, as you can hear.
Mr. President, could you give an update on that leak investigation, the leak documents?
I can't right now. There's a full-blown investigation going on, as you know, with the intelligence community and the Justice Department, and they're getting close. I don't have an answer.
How concerned are you about this leak?
Are you concerned about the leak?
I'm not concerned about the leak because I'm concerned that it happened. There's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware of.
Okay, so he seems to be playing down concerns over that leaking of Pentagon documents. From there then, John, it was on to Farmley.
That's right, Sarah. After meeting many more representatives of Irish civil society at the Oras, who I mentioned earlier, President Biden reiterated hope as well in a couple of questions to the media about the restoration of the Northern Assembly at Stormont, comments he had made in Belfast yesterday as well, before he moved on to Farmley House across the Phoenix Park for bilateral talks with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, with Northern Ireland, Ukraine and American-Irish economic ties high on the agenda, we were told. President Biden and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar spoke briefly to the media ahead of that meeting.
Good to welcome you again to Farmley. I was saying that we last met here, I think, back in 2017 in a different time. That was a private visit, but it's wonderful to have you back in Ireland. And I think the visit's been going extremely well, and you very much grace us with your presence, and look forward to the meeting later on.
You know, I think there really is an opportunity to make serious progress, not just because of the accords that were signed 25 years ago, but I mean, just in terms of the way you're leading Ireland. Ireland is moving in a way that is taking its place in the world, it's working on helping countries around the world that are dealing with starvation, the way you've welcomed, and I know it's not easy, welcomed Ukrainians here, and the leadership you've shown. And I just think that it feels so good to be able to have this emerging and stronger relationship between the United States and Ireland. I think our values are the same, and I think our concerns are the same, so I'm really looking forward to continue to work with you.
Thank you. And look forward later on to hearing about your visit to Belfast and your meeting with the party leaders. We're very keen to see the Good Friday Agreement institutions functioning again, and Prime Minister Sunak and I are going to be working together on that. But really want to thank you and your administration and your country's leadership when it comes to Ukraine, because I never thought in my lifetime that we'd see a war of this nature happen in Europe again. And democracy and liberty and the things that we believe in are on retreat, or in retreat in large parts of the world. And if it wasn't for American leadership, and if it wasn't for America and Europe working together, I don't know what kind of world we'd live in. So we really do appreciate your leadership and your personal leadership, both in terms of securing peace in Ireland, but also in trying to protect democracy and liberty here in Europe.
So that was President Biden and the Taoiseach speaking at Farmley House a little earlier. That was ahead of their private meeting. The President is due at Leinster House any moment now, John.
So I believe my colleague Barry Lenehan will be bringing you up to speed on the excitement and anticipation, I'm told, that's building there ahead of this address, which of course listeners are going to hear shortly. But he's been behind schedule, as I mentioned, fashionably late, or a bit beyond that perhaps, on a number of engagements today, so that may take a little while yet. After Farmley, there was just a little bit of time for himself and Leo Varadkar to have a little walk and to see a camogie exhibit from a young girls team playing nearby in Farmley. And while he might have been accused of dodging some questions from the media, President Biden had to dodge a slither as well, I told Sarah, because one misplaced shot struck close to his left shoulder, we were told. Oh. But he even
sure the Secret Service loved that.
Well, he took it in good spirits because he went to try and retrieve the Schlitter only to be outrun by one of the young girls to do it. So he escaped unscathed from that one, Sarah. After his doll and Oireachtas, his address to both houses of the Oireachtas this evening, President Biden's Dublin day and indeed his Dublin visit, the Dublin leg of this visit will conclude with a state banquet in his honour, a dinner in Dublin Castle this evening. But there's more to come tomorrow. So as I said, as my colleague Barry Lenhill will be bringing you all the latest from Leinster House shortly. I'm en route to Mayo.
All right, well, enjoy that trip, John, and thank you as always for all of your updates over the last couple of days. And as John said, we'll be hearing, getting the latest from Barry Lenhill very shortly.